Good afternoon. A low pressure wave will track out of western New York and into southern Canada, dragging a cold front through the eastern Great Lakes and into interior New York and New England for the remainder of the day. Out ahead of the front, scattered rain showers around as temperatures push into the lower to mid 40s for afternoon highs. As the system blows through, the wind will shift to the west-northwest and increase, at times gusting from 20 to 30 miles per hour. As we get into the evening and overnight hours, lake effect snow will kick in off to the north and west of our region. A few of the snow showers could drift into eastern New York and western New England tomorrow afternoon. As we get into the day, temperatures will be on the cooler side with readings back into the 30s for afternoon highs. This general pattern with a cold pool of air overhead in the northeastern United States will last into and through the upcoming weekend. The gusty west-northwest breeze will persist as well, and lake effect snow showers and flurries will be common on Saturday and Sunday. Any of these snow showers could dust the ground in spots, but this will largely be the exception rather than the rule. One thing for sure, though, temperatures will continue to slide lower to mid-30s on Saturday and highs in the lower 30s on Sunday. We'll begin a drying trend to start next week with a mix of sun and clouds Monday as highs push back into the 20s. It stays on the cooler side and in the 20s with the next disturbance approaching us on Tuesday, and by Tuesday night and Wednesday we could be looking at another round of snow or rain. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, lake effect snow will kick in behind that same low pressure system passing through our area starting tonight. Lake effect snow warnings have been issued from this afternoon through the weekend as a persistent west-northwest wind flow will blow over the relatively warmer waters of Lakes Erie and Ontario over the next several days. More than 2 feet of snow could pile up in the most persistent and heaviest squalls in the Tug Hill Plateau and in western New York south of Buffalo. Meanwhile, high pressure will be steadily building over the west, expanding into the adjacent plains by tomorrow. Approaching Pacific systems will weaken upon reaching the West Coast. However, light coastal rain and mountain snow may be possible for portions of California, Oregon, and Washington, but nothing like the onslaught of storms that we saw in the first few weeks of the month. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 at Brownsville and McAllen, both in Texas, to a low of 26 below zero at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with rain showers, mid-50s. Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the lower 50s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high, 59, set in 1950. And the record low, 17 below zero in 1920. Sunrise this morning, 7:15 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:01 p.m. 9 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and becoming breezy today with scattered rain showers and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Cloudy and windy with snow showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy becoming breezy today with scattered rain showers and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and becoming breezy today with scattered rain showers changing to snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy and windy with snow showers and heavier squalls tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy becoming breezy today with scattered rain showers and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, becoming breezy today with scattered rain showers and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy and windy with snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Region wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy. Scattered snow showers, mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, breezy. A few snow showers Saturday, lower to mid 30s. A few snow showers on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy. A little less wind, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 20s on Monday. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Tuesday. Chance of some light snow late in the afternoon and through the night. And it looks like another chance of snow Wednesday with highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.